What you attach to I am becomes your world. It is the law of assumption, the heart of creation, a remembering of the most powerful words you speak each day, often without awareness. Words that don't describe who you are, but create who you become. Whether whispered in self-doubt or declared with bold certainty, I am is your sacred signature, echoing through mind, body, and the invisible field of life itself. From ancient mystics to modern quantum theorists, one truth remains clear. Identity is generative. You do not wait to become something, you declare it. And in doing so, you align your reality to match it. That is the silent law behind every transformation, every miracle, and every downfall. It begins not with effort, but with an I am. When Moses asked the divine for a name, the response wasn't a title. It wasn't a hierarchy. It was a code, I am that I am. This wasn't a name in the traditional sense. It was a statement of presence, of being, of infinite becoming. And whether you realize it or not, you've been repeating that sacred name every time you say, I am. This audiobook is a guide into the deep mechanics of identity and manifestation. But more importantly, it's a spiritual initiation, an unveiling of the hidden power behind your every thought and spoken word. Here, you'll rediscover the creator behind the curtain, you. By the end of this journey, you will no longer say, I am, carelessly. You will say it with clarity, authority, and knowing, and the universe will respond accordingly. Let's begin. Chapter 1, The Original Name. I am that I am. Before the world was shaped by labels, religions, and doctrines, there was only being. And at the heart of being is the wordless awareness, I am. When Moses encountered the divine in the burning bush and asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" the response wasn't a name in the way we understand names. It was a declaration, I am that I am. Four simple words, yet they carry infinite power. Not a title, not an identity, but a state of existence itself. What this moment revealed wasn't just the name of God. It revealed a universal principle. The creative force behind everything is conscious awareness of being. And here's the hidden truth. You carry this same creative force within you. I am is not a description. It's a command. Every time you say, I am tired, I am not good enough, or I am lucky, you are not just describing a moment. You are declaring a truth to your subconscious mind, to the universe, and to every cell in your body. The I am statement is a vibrational order. It's a metaphysical command sent out into the field of creation. You are the one giving direction. The universe doesn't respond to what you want. It responds to who you are. Wanting is powerless without identity. Wanting is a whisper, I hope. But I am is thunder. It is authority. It is divine authorship. The ancient mystery of name and power. In many spiritual traditions, names were sacred. To know the true name of something was to hold power over it. This is not superstition. It's energetic law. Your true name is not John or Sarah. Your true name is I am. Everything after that name shapes the lens through which you see, feel, and create. This is why the ancient mystics protected the I am presence. Not because it was a secret, but because it was too powerful to be spoken unconsciously. DNA science and I am Even modern science points to the power of belief and identity. In neuroscience, the reticular activating system in your brain acts like a filter. It takes your I am beliefs and seeks out evidence to support them. Say, I am unlucky, and your brain will search for proof. Say, I am resilient, and it will shift your focus to resilience. Your biology responds. Your energy responds. Your environment responds. This is not magical thinking. It is cognitive architecture. Why? This matters now. You've been given the keys all along, but most people use them unconsciously. They say, I am always broke. I am not good at relationships. I am too old, too late, too lost. And the universe says, as you wish. This chapter exists to wake you up from accidental identity creation. Because once you become aware of the power behind I am, you can no longer afford to speak in doubt. Every word you declare is a brick in the house you're building. So, ask yourself, what reality are you constructing with the I am you repeat daily? Are you repeating your past or authoring your future? A final reflection. Say it with breath, not just in your mind, but out loud. I am aware. I am the author. I am that I am. You are not your circumstances. You are not your thoughts. You are not your history. You are the I am behind them. This is the beginning. In the next chapter, we'll explore how the unconscious I am becomes a trap, and how to shift from passive programming to conscious creation. If you're still here, your journey into true identity has just begun. Chapter 2. Identity is Destiny. How I am shapes your world. Your perception of me is a reflection of you. My reaction to you is an awareness of me. Every day, we speak our destiny into existence, not through poetry or prophecy, but through something far more subtle, our self-talk. Specifically, our I am statements. I am tired. I am unlucky. I am just not that type of person. I am trying. These phrases seem innocent, common even, but hidden within each one is a blueprint for your reality. A seed that once planted shapes the way you think, feel, act, and ultimately live. Every I am is a seed. Think of each I am statement as a seed you plant into the soil of consciousness. Say it once, and the ground is stirred. Say it repeatedly, and roots begin to grow. Water it with emotion, and it blossoms into belief. And once something becomes belief, it becomes your default lens. The way you interpret people, opportunities, and challenges. You don't just say, I am anxious anymore. You see the world through anxiety. You filter life through that identity. This is why identity is destiny. Because once you declare, I am, everything else rearranges to prove you right. The self-fulfilling nature of identity. Your subconscious mind listens to you, literally. It doesn't evaluate or edit what you say. It accepts it as truth and begins aligning your behavior and perception accordingly. I am bad with money trains your brain to overlook opportunities and repeat spending patterns. I am unlucky in love filters out aligned partners, and draws in relationships that validate your pain. I am too old, too shy, not enough. Each one becomes a script you begin to live out over and over again. These aren't just words. They are contracts, and most of us sign them without reading the fine print. Real life transformations through internal shifts. Consider a man who for most of his life said, "I am a procrastinator." He didn't just delay things. He identified as someone who delays. But when he began changing his language to, "I am someone who finishes what I start," something shifted. His habits slowly restructured to match his new identity. Or take the woman who declared for years, "I'm just not creative." After taking up journaling for fun, she began replacing it with, "I am learning to express myself." Eventually, "I am creative" didn't feel like a stretch. It felt natural. Today, she's a published poet. These aren't coincidences. They are examples of what happens when you change your I am. Your habits follow identity. Your environment echoes identity. And yes, your results rise or fall to meet the standard of who you believe yourself to be. From language to living reality. We often try to change our lives by changing our actions first, but actions that don't flow from identity rarely stick. Want to change your life? Don't just change your behavior. Change who you are being. Instead of trying to be more confident, declare, "I am confident," instead of saying, "I want to be successful." Declare, "I am already embodying success." These declarations may feel strange at first, but repetition is powerful. It rewires your inner narrative, and your identity, like your muscles, strengthens with use. Watch your mouth. You're speaking your future. There's a reason ancient mystics, modern neuroscientists, and quantum physicists all agree on one thing. Your thoughts create your reality. But more accurately, your identity anchors it. So from this moment forward, ask yourself, what am I declaring daily? And more importantly, is it in alignment with the life I say I want? Chapter 3, The Neurology of I Am, Rewiring Self-Perception. The brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's repeatedly imagined. Dr. Joe Dispenza. In the previous chapter, we explored how each I am statement plants the seed of identity. But how does this seed take root? The answer lies in your neurology. This chapter unpacks the science behind why your mind listens to everything you say about yourself, even the lies. We'll explore how the brain processes identity, how neuroplasticity makes change possible, and how to interrupt the old I am scripts that no longer serve you. It's time to move beyond just awareness into transformation, from the inside out. Your brain believes you every time. Your subconscious mind doesn't argue, it listens. When you say, "I am stupid," "I am unworthy," or "I am never going to get this right," the subconscious receives it as a direct instruction. No filter, no critique, no context. It doesn't know if the statement is sarcastic, habitual, or based on emotion. It simply logs the command and begins adjusting your mental, emotional, and even physiological state to match it. Think of it like software. Whatever you type into the terminal, it runs the code, whether that code is constructive or corrupt. This is why careless self-talk is so dangerous. Every time you repeat a disempowering phrase, you reinforce neural pathways that anchor you to limitation. Neuroplasticity, the brain's superpower. Thankfully, your brain is not fixed. Enter neuroplasticity, the ability of your nervous system to rewire itself in response to experience, repetition, and new intentions. When you speak a new I am statement, you're not just being poetic. You're laying new neural tracks. You're carving fresh grooves into the mind, disrupting the worn-out loops of doubt, fear, and inadequacy. Imagine saying, "I am confident," for the first time. Your brain says, "That's new." Say it again and again, with emotion and repetition, and it says, "Maybe this is who we are now." That's the process. New identity, repeated signal, physical brain change. It's not magic, it's biology. Techniques to rewire I am narratives. If the brain accepts whatever you declare, let's make those declarations intentional. Here are a few practices you can begin right now to shift your self-perception on a neurological level. 1. The mirror method. Stand in front of a mirror, look into your own eyes, and say your new I am statements out loud. Why it works? Direct eye contact activates emotional centers in the brain, making the affirmation more impactful. This process disrupts shame and self-judgment, two major obstacles to identity change. Try, "I am worthy. I am becoming the highest version of myself. I am safe to receive." Repeat daily, say it like you mean it, even before you believe it. 2. Affirmation. Reversal technique. Identify a disempowering I am you've been repeating, then reverse it and reinforce the opposite. Example: if you usually think, "I am not good enough," pause and reframe. "That's an old story. I now choose. I am more than enough." Why it works? This activates the prefrontal cortex, the brain's center for conscious choice and decision-making, helping you override subconscious programming in real time. 3. Identity journaling. Each morning, write 3 to 5 I am statements that reflect who you're becoming, not just what you're hoping for. Include evidence from your life, no matter how small. Example: I am focused. I completed my project yesterday. I am resilient. I handled that conflict calmly. Why it works? Your brain builds identity through evidence and repetition. Journaling creates both. 4. Visualization with identity, anchoring. Close your eyes. Visualize your future self living a life you desire. Then ask, "What kind of person would I have to be to live this life?" Now speak it. "I am that version now. I am aligned with the reality I desire. I am already it." When your inner world feels real, your outer world catches up. Repetition plus emotion equals rewiring. Here's the formula. Repetition alone lays the groundwork. Emotion reinforces the signal. The more you speak your new identity with feeling, the faster your brain rewires. Why? because emotion releases neurochemicals like dopamine and acetylcholine, which increase neural imprinting. That's why affirmations sometimes don't work. It's not the words. It's the state behind the words. Declare with presence. Feel it in your body. Then let the rewiring begin. Don't fight the old. Feed the new. You don't have to defeat every old I am belief you've ever spoken. Just stop feeding them and start nourishing the new ones. Let every I am you speak from this day forward be an instruction to your brain, a message to the universe, a declaration of who you are choosing to become. Because the most powerful words you'll ever say are the ones you say about yourself. Chapter 4. Embodiment, living from the future you. To be is to become. The future isn't something you wait for, it's something you become now. In the previous chapter, we explored how I am rewires the brain and shifts identity at the subconscious level. But awareness alone is not enough. The real shift happens when you embody the version of you who already has what you're calling in. Not just in theory, but in how you walk, think, speak, and respond to life. This is embodiment. This is living from the end. Today, we're diving into one of the most profound truths of manifestation. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. The quantum model, reality as reflection. Quantum physics has long taught us that reality isn't a fixed linear path. It's a field of infinite possibilities, responding to observation, intention, and most critically, vibration. In this view, the future is not out there waiting to arrive. It already exists in potential, and your frequency determines which version you collapse into form. In simple terms, if you want to experience a different reality, you must become a different version of you. This is where I am becomes more than affirmation. It becomes identity in motion. I am abundant versus I want abundance. Let's look at two statements. I want abundance. I am abundant. They might sound similar, but energetically, they're worlds apart. The first one places your desire in the future. It subtly says, it's not here yet. And what you vibrate as not here continues to stay. Not here. The second one, I am abundant, claims it now. Not as a wish, but as a truth. Even if your outer world hasn't caught up yet, you're instructing the quantum field to reflect who you are being. It's not about pretending. It's about pre-living. Embodiment in action. Becoming before seeing. To live from the future you, begin asking, how would I walk if I already was successful? How would I speak if I knew the universe had my back? What choices would I make if I truly believed I am worthy? You are not waiting to get there. You are practicing being there now. This includes speech. Speak from certainty. Say things like, this is unfolding beautifully, or that's already mine. Posture. Embodied energy shows up in how you carry yourself. Shoulders back, spine tall, breath steady. Thoughts. interrupt self-doubt and redirect with identity-based language. That's not who I am anymore. I am. The goal is congruence between what you say, what you feel, and how you move. The feedback loop of reality. When you live from the version of you who already has it, something powerful happens. Your world starts to match it. Because reality isn't responding to your old stories. It's responding to your current vibration. If you vibrate from confidence, worthiness, abundance, and peace, your reality must reflect those states. This is not philosophy. It's the mechanics of consciousness. And the longer you hold the identity, the faster the mirror sharpens. Daily embodiment practice. The future me is. Here's a simple but powerful daily practice. Close your eyes. Visualize your future self, successful, healthy, joyful, abundant. Feel into that version's energy. How do they speak? How do they carry themselves? What decisions do they make? Open your eyes and declare, I am already that version. I choose to act, walk, and speak from it today. Then throughout your day, check in. Is this thought in alignment with who I am becoming? Would the future me say yes to this or no? This is not about forcing perfection. It's about energetic alignment, moment by moment. Embodiment versus performance. Important. Embodiment is not performance. You're not acting to impress the universe. You're reconnecting with your truest essence. This is who you already are, beneath fear, conditioning, and hesitation. Embodiment is the bridge between possibility and physical reality. When you live as if your vision is true, without needing external proof, you become magnetic. You're no longer chasing the outcome. You're attracting it through who you're being. And this is what mastery looks like. The universe doesn't grant wishes. It reflects identity. You can meditate, journal, visualize, and affirm all you want. But if your actions, thoughts, and choices are still rooted in your old self, the universe has no reason to bring the new reality forward. But when you live as the version of you who already has it, the world must respond in kind. Because in the quantum field, the script is already written. All you have to do is become it. Become it. Chapter 5. The Trap of False Declarations. Words cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Every day you speak, sometimes aloud, often internally. But what you may not realize is that your words, especially those preceded by I am, are not just expressions of mood. They are declarations of creation. Your I am is not a report of the current moment. It's a decree to the universe, a vibrational command, a spell. So what happens when we casually say, I'm so tired. I'm just not good at that. I am broke. I am anxious. I'm always behind. Most people say these things without thinking, but that's the problem. You don't realize that with every declaration, you're anchoring identity, and identity is destiny. Language is a mirror of belief. Language doesn't just describe your reality, it reveals your internal wiring. When you say, I am not enough, you're not just reporting how you feel. You're reaffirming a belief that shapes how you perceive, react, and create. This goes deeper than just positive thinking. The words you say most frequently literally shape your neural pathways. Over time, the brain builds circuits around repeated phrases, making it easier to default into those emotional and behavioral states. If "I am overwhelmed" is your go-to line, you're not just exhausted. You've trained your body and mind to expect exhaustion. That's the hidden trap. False declarations become loops. When you say, "I'm always behind," your brain hears, "This is who I am." The universe hears, "Please send me more experiences that confirm this." And soon, your life reflects exactly what you declared. Not because you want it, but because you agreed to it. Your "I am" becomes your agreement with reality. And if you're not conscious of what you're agreeing to, you'll unconsciously create a life that mirrors limitation, not expansion. Language as daily alchemy. Imagine you're carrying a sacred wand, one that activates anything it points to. Would you casually wave it at things you don't want? Of course not. But that's what happens when we say things like, "I'm stupid," "I'll never figure this out," "I am cursed when it comes to relationships." Each of those phrases plants seeds in your field, and if repeated enough, they sprout, whether you intended them to or not. This is why Neville Goddard, Florence Scovel Shinn, and countless mystics emphasized guarding your words. Not from fear, but from awareness. Because to be careless with "I am" is to misdirect your creative force. Detoxing the language of powerlessness. Here's how you begin unhooking from false declarations. Awareness is the first step. Start noticing your "I am" statements, especially in casual conversation. What do you default to when you're tired, frustrated, or joking around? Interrupt the pattern. When you catch yourself saying something like, "I am a mess today," pause and revise. "I'm feeling a little scattered, but I'm grounded and clear beneath the surface." The truth is, emotions pass, but identity sticks. Speak from who you choose to be, not who you temporarily feel like. Replace with powerful truths. Even if you don't believe them yet, begin affirming higher declarations. "I am learning." "I am becoming stronger." "I am open to clarity." "I am guided even when I feel unsure." These are bridge statements, rooted in possibility, not delusion. Anchor new language with emotion. Words become magic when felt. Don't just say, "I am confident." Close your eyes. Feel the version of you who owns that confidence. Let the words drop from the mind into the body. The power of gentle precision. This chapter isn't about policing your speech or forcing fake positivity. It's about reclaiming the precision of identity. Instead of "I am anxious," say, "I am feeling waves of anxiety, but I am not anxiety. I am the calm beneath it." Instead of "I am so tired of failing," say, "I am learning. I am evolving. I am stronger than I was yesterday." Precision in language is compassion in action. It's how we stop reinforcing old selves and start becoming new ones. You are always declaring. The question isn't whether you're using I am. It's how. Every sentence you speak is either adding weight to the version of you that's expanding or the one that's collapsing. And the shift begins not with action, but with awareness. Choose your words like spells, because they are. Chapter 6. The Sacred Silence After the Declaration. After the word, the waiting. After the planting, the pause. You've made the declaration. You've said, I am wealthy. I am healed. I am love. Now what? This is the part few people talk about, the sacred stillness after the declaration, the energetic exhale, the moment when you must trust that the seed has been planted and resist the urge to dig it up every 5 minutes to see if it's growing. Why stillness is power. Stillness is not inactivity. It's not laziness. It is energetic trust. When you declare an I am statement, you send out a ripple into the quantum field, a vibrational intention that begins reshaping your reality. But here's what most people do right after. They doubt. They check. They second guess. They overthink. And in doing so, they interrupt the transmission. Think of your declaration like a divine order. You placed it. Now you must step back and let the kitchen of the cosmos prepare it. You wouldn't keep barging into the kitchen yelling, "Is it ready yet? Are you making it right? Should I just cook it myself?" But energetically, that's exactly what many people do. Trusting the void. In nearly every mystical tradition, from Hermeticism to Buddhism to the teachings of the Desert Fathers, there is a reverence for the void, the space between thought and manifestation, the gap between intention and realization, the pause between I am and it is done. This void can feel uncomfortable. It can feel like nothing is happening. But in truth, it is where everything is happening, beneath the surface, beyond the senses. The key is to remain internally still while externally flowing. You've declared, I am abundant. Now act as if that's true, not by trying to force it into reality, but by aligning with the energy of someone who knows it's already so. Go for a walk. Make a cup of tea. Create something beautiful. Breathe. This is not avoidance. This is embodiment. Detachment is not disinterest. Let's clarify something. Detachment doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you release the gripping need for evidence to appear immediately. The universe operates on resonance, not pressure. Desperation screams, "I don't believe it's working." Stillness whispers, "I trust that it already is." One pulls your manifestation further away. The other magnetizes it closer. So, after your declaration, I am healthy, I am magnetic, I am free, let your energy rest. This is not idle time. This is gestation time. I am is an echo in the field. Every I am you speak is like a note played into the vast chamber of the universe. If you shout into a canyon and keep talking, you'll never hear the echo. But if you stay silent, the response comes back. This is the art of co-creation. Declare with clarity. Embody the energy. fall into silence, listen for what returns. Follow the inspired nudge. It's a dance between intention and surrender. Practices for sacred stillness. Here are a few ways to deepen your post-declaration silence. Sit in quiet presence for 3 to 5 minutes after a powerful affirmation. Let your body absorb it. No music, no mantras, just breathe. Write your "I am" in a journal. Then close it and go do something joyful. Give it space to grow. Use breathwork to reset your nervous system. Breathe in your declaration. Exhale control. Observe your thoughts. If fear creeps in, don't fight it. Just remind yourself, "I've already declared it. The seed is planted. The roots are growing." The whisper after the roar. The power of "I am" is not just in the words. It's in your willingness to fall into silence afterward and trust what you've spoken. You don't need to convince the universe. You need to align with it and let it echo back in divine timing. Chapter 7. Mastery. Becoming the observer who declares. You are not the storm. You are the sky it moves through. By now, you've seen the power of the words, "I am." You've practiced declaration, embodiment, and sacred stillness. But here is the final unlock, the master key most never find. You are not the thought. You are the one who declares the thought. And the moment you realize this, you shift from being the program to becoming the programmer. Identity is not fixed. It's chosen. Most people believe they are their thoughts. "I'm always anxious." "I'm just not good with money." "I've never been lucky in love." But these are not fixed truths. They are rehearsed declarations. They are echoes of old beliefs that were accepted without question and spoken into identity again and again. Here's the truth. You are not your anxiousness. You are not your trauma. You are not even your personality. You are conscious awareness, the observer. And from that place, you can choose new statements, new realities, new ways of being. Becoming the observer changes everything. Take a moment right now. Notice the thoughts floating through your mind. Some are helpful, some are critical, some are random. But who's noticing them? That's you. The observer. The I behind the "I am." And that's where true power lies. Not in controlling every thought, but in remembering that you don't have to believe them all. You are the one who gets to declare which thoughts become real. The art of conscious declaration. Let's say a thought comes up. "I'm not good enough." You can either absorb it or observe it. And in that moment of observation, you have a choice. You can declare, "I see that thought, but I am more than it." This is not about pretending the thought doesn't exist. It's about choosing not to identify with it. Every time you observe without fusing, you reclaim authorship. And from that authorship, you speak new truths into being. "I am capable. I am grounded. I am free." These are not affirmations you're trying to force. They are identities you are choosing to become. From conditioning to consciousness. Most of us were raised with layers of conditioning. Be realistic. Don't aim too high. Stay safe. Fit in. These subtle and sometimes overt messages form the foundation of our self-concept. But the moment you become aware of the conditioning, you can rewrite it, not by fighting it, but by seeing it, thanking it, and choosing something more aligned. Every "I am" from here forward can come from conscious authorship, not inherited limitation. Practices for mastery. To embody the observer and declare from your higher self, try these. Daily self-witnessing. Spend 5 minutes in silence, simply watching your thoughts without reacting. Notice what your mind wants to declare, and pause before accepting it. Rewrite and replace. Whenever an old "I am" statement arises, e.g., "I'm always broke," consciously rewrite it. "I am in the process of expanding financially." Mirror reminders. Stick reminders on your mirror. "I am the observer. I choose what I become." Read them aloud each morning with presence. Declare from stillness. Speak your "I am" statements only after centering yourself. Still mind. Open heart. Let them come from your truth, not your fear. You create reality from who you're being. At the highest level, "I am" is not just a practice. It's not even a philosophy. It's a way of being. It is the posture of someone who knows they are not at the mercy of the world. They are a conscious creator within it. So let every declaration become an extension of your observed truth. Let every "I am" rise from a place of clarity, not confusion. And let your identity be a masterpiece you paint every single day, with awareness as the brush and declaration as the ink. Chapter 8. I am that I am. The sacred loop of creation. God said to Moses, "I am that I am." Exodus 3:14. This was not just a name. It was a cosmic equation. A truth so fundamental, so infinite, it required no explanation. "I am that I am" is not just a divine response. It is the origin of all becoming. A declaration outside of time. A code embedded in your soul. It means, I become what I declare. I reflect what I recognize. I am the cause and the effect. Let's now return full circle to where all creation begins and ends, in the eternal presence of I am. The loop of becoming. In the mystical traditions, Kabbalistic, Hermetic, Gnostic, and beyond, creation is not linear. It spirals, just like your breath, just like your thoughts, just like the galaxies themselves. And at the center of every spiral is identity. What you declare as "I am" today becomes that tomorrow. And what you experience as that tomorrow reinforces the "I am" you believe today. It loops. You say, "I am unworthy." Life mirrors back situations to confirm that unworthiness. You say, "I am abundant." The world rearranges itself to deliver opportunities ideas, and support that match it. And so the loop continues until you interrupt it. Breaking the loop of limitation. Every pattern that keeps you stuck is a loop of identity. If you've ever felt like you're reliving the same challenges over and over, financially, emotionally, relationally, it's because the I am at your core hasn't changed. This is not your fault. It's your programming. But now, with awareness, you hold the power to declare anew. Here's how to break the loop. See the pattern. Become aware of the story playing on repeat. Challenge the declaration. What I am is upholding it. Choose a new loop. Declare a new truth from the observer. Reinforce through embodiment. Walk, speak, and act in alignment with it. When you do this, the loop doesn't just break, it elevates. The spiral of your life begins to ascend. I am as divine technology. The sacred name, I am that I am, wasn't meant to be worshipped from afar. It was meant to be realized within you. You are the image and likeness of the creative force. You were made to speak worlds into being. Every I am is a spark. Every declaration is a match. And the universe is the canvas ready to catch fire. This is why mystics meditated on these words for lifetimes. Because within them lies the formula of reality. Being creates becoming. Returning to the origin. Let's take it even deeper. In the quantum field, all possibilities exist. Every version of you, every outcome, every potential is already alive in the field of infinite intelligence. So, what selects it? Your identity. I am is the selector switch, the tuner, the vibration that locks in the version of reality you get to experience. It is the origin and the destination, the declaration and the arrival, the question and the answer, the word and the world. So when you say, I am that I am, you are affirming your divinity. You are saying, I do not need permission to be. I do not need validation to declare. I am, therefore, I create. Living the sacred loop. To close, here is a living practice, morning declaration. Upon waking, speak aloud the I am of the version you are becoming. I am powerful. I am peaceful. I am enough. Midday, awareness. Pause at least once. Ask, what I am have I been living today? If needed, course correct with a new declaration. Evening embodiment. Reflect. Did I walk in alignment with my I am today? Celebrate progress. Adjust with grace. This is not about perfection. It's about presence. You are not here to be passive. You are here to remember who you are. A fragment of the divine. A speaker of truth. A master of the loop. Final words. You are I am. There is no waiting. No permission. No further searching. Every time you speak it consciously, the universe responds. Not because it's listening. but because you are the one speaking it into form. So go now and declare boldly, I am free. I am love. I am the creator of my reality. And let the sacred loop complete its cycle. You have returned to the origin. And now you begin again. This is the end of the audiobook, but the beginning of your becoming.